Hey friend, welcome to the Ashley O Show. My name is Ashley O'Connor and I started this podcast when I became a nurse because I wanted a space where I could be honest about my experience caring for others. I knew I couldn't be alone. I'm talking about the fear, the obstacles, the trauma, and the challenges of working insane shifts, learning more than I thought possible, witnessing the most heart-wrenching and the most beautiful moments in a life, and doing it all while trying to take care of myself. Everyone said it was impossible to be healthy as a caregiver and I just refused to accept that as a reality. Now, I am living as a registered nurse turned health, fitness, and career coach for my fellow nurses and caregivers who are trudging through the same mud, trying to solve the mystery of how to stay healthy in a world that is telling you to put yourself last. The Ashley O Show is a space where nurses and caregivers come together to understand that their identity extends beyond the humans that they care for, where the hardest workers in the room can have honest and authentic conversations about what is holding them back and the changes needed to move forward. I am here to help you fit nutrition, fitness, and self-care into a life built around 12-hour shifts. It doesn't have to be complicated. It's definitely going to be scary, but it's also going to be more beautiful than you ever imagined. So it's time we commit to putting ourselves first, chasing uncertainty, and building stronger lives, careers, bodies, and minds than we thought possible. I'm so glad that you're here, and I cannot wait to see the ways in which we change the world. Hello, friend. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about what I believe nurses need most when it comes to not only keeping them in this profession, but helping them thrive in the profession of nursing or healthcare. Before we do, I just want to remind you that today is Cyber Monday, which means that the Black Friday deals that opened up on Friday here in our community are closing today at midnight Eastern time. So if you were debating taking advantage of these offers, I've got four different offers for you, two digital courses, one mini course, and a one-on-one offer as well. If any of those were of interest to you, I want you to take advantage before the prices go up. These deals are my gift to you this year. I think that so often this time of year, we kind of just self-abandon. We kind of just put ourselves on the back burner, our health on the back burner, and our just overall well-being on the back burner and say, I'll get to that in the new year. And instead, I want you to put yourself first. I want you to be the first person on your list this year so that when we enter 2024, it's not from a place of lacking or self-hatred or just problems. It's instead coming from a place of momentum and motivation and positivity so that your habits, the things that you're working on, are actually going to stick. It's when we come from that negative place of lack and self-hatred that all the habits that we try and implement just fall to the wayside. And you guys know the key to lasting change is that we implement habits that actually stick in the long run. So these programs, these offers are 100% going to help you do that, which is why I'm so passionate about giving these to you, offering these to you, and making sure that you are signing up for the things that feel aligned for you. I know you have a million offers this time of year, and it can get so overwhelming. But know that the things that I have available for you are meant to give back to you a whole lot more than they cost you. Okay, so today I want to talk about what I believe is the biggest factor that is missing when it comes to making healthcare and nursing a sustainable profession, meaning that people actually want to stay in the profession itself and want to thrive in the profession itself. And while things like better pay and better nurse-patient ratios and better environment and more support and better schedules, like all of those things are very important, needed, and well-deserved. Like, we do need to advocate and demand that these changes happen. But I believe that if we could only change one thing, that the first thing that we should focus on is building community. And that may sound ridiculous, I think, to some of you who are in the profession and struggling. It's like, the last thing I need is community. I need to be paid a living wage. Like, yes, I hear you. But we have a whole lot of research that tells us that with a lack of community, with a lack of a supportive community, with the support that we actually need, that that is correlated directly to burnout, a lack of resilience, decreased retention, depression, and everything else that kind of dominoes from those pieces. When you dig into each of those issues, there is a consistent presence of isolation, of loneliness. that is one of the main themes that is threaded throughout each of those struggles. And then on the flip side, a strong sense of community is directly correlated with decreased levels of burnout, lower stress, and improved overall wellness. And we can sit here and talk about the research, we can talk about the evidence that we have for why this is important, but I want to talk about the reality. So here's what I'm hearing over and over and over again with each nurse that I connect with, and especially with each nurse that I connect with that is asking for help. You feel trapped. You feel trapped in this profession. You don't feel like there's a path out of it, and you desperately want one because every day you're going to work and crying on your way there, or just wishing that something bad would happen to you so that you had a good reason why you couldn't go to work. You're exhausted by your patients, and you also feel guilty that you don't feel as connected to those patients. You feel guilty that you are a watered down version of the nurse that you used to be going into work day in, day out. Every shift is draining you even more. You don't feel like you can speak out at work, like you can actually ask for help from your leaders. You don't feel like you can advocate for yourself because that space that you're in is not safe. The moment you open your mouth, leadership, the people around you, your coworkers all tell you that you're complaining too much and maybe you're not strong enough for this profession, or maybe an easier unit would be the answer. Or they just tell you to stop complaining altogether because you're creating a negative work environment. You go home and you try and talk to your family about how you're struggling, your partner, your loved ones, the people around you, your friends. You try and tell them about your experience, what you're going through, and no one seems to understand. They don't know what it's like to deal with people in the worst moments of their lives, to have patients kind of suck the life out of you because they need so much from you and you only have so much to give. And the amount that you have to give is decreasing day by day. And you're coming home and you're snapping at the people that you love because you are so emotionally fatigued, but you can't really explain why you're so upset or why you're so exhausted. And the family and the people around you just don't understand. They say, you signed up for this. Why is this an issue? Didn't you know that this is what you were signing up for when you became a nurse? You knew that this was what was going to happen. We hear that kind of talk over and over again, and it just whittles away at our will, at our self-worth, at our ability, because then we start to think, well, why am I not cut out for this? Am I not good enough to be a nurse? Am I not strong enough to be a nurse? I did sign up for this. Was I an idiot for signing up for this without realizing that maybe I wasn't cut out for the healthcare profession altogether? Even when we do connect with our coworkers outside of the walls of the hospital or outside of our shifts, we're all so exhausted that we just keep dragging each other further down the rabbit hole. Like, not only was my shift terrible, but all your shifts were terrible, and nothing is ever going to get better, and we're all starting to feel defeated and helpless. And that is just becoming a bigger and bigger issue to the point that everything feels helpless. And now our lives feel helpless. And now we feel trapped in a life that we feel as though we may have wasted. In essence, it's as though we are standing in quicksand and just slowly sinking. And it feels as though there's no way for us to claw our way out. And when you're in quicksand, it doesn't actually matter how many people are around you. You feel alone in your struggle. And for nurses and healthcare workers that are so exhausted and so defeated and struggling with compassion fatigue and burnout, they can be surrounded by millions of other nurses and healthcare workers going through the same thing and still feel completely alone. And that loneliness is a bigger beast than any pay discrepancy or lack of proper leadership or scheduling issues will ever be. And again, don't get me wrong, those things matter and those things have a significant impact on our ability to enjoy this profession and feel connected to it and live a life outside of this profession. We need all those things. We need better pay. We need better ratios. We need better leadership. But in a profession like this one, where we are dealing with humans in the darkest moments of their lives, the heaviest moments of their lives, and often the end of their lives, we are still going to experience trauma. We're still going to have heavy days. We're still going to have 12, 14-hour shifts that feel like they suck the life out of us because they kind of did, because we saw things that we never thought that we would have when we were 6 years old and dreaming about what our life as an adult would be like. And decent pay and a solid leader are not going to fix those things. You need support You need community. You need to have people in your life and a space in your life where you feel safe, where you can actually talk about what you've gone through and what you've experienced so that you can actually heal and move on and recover so that you can step into that hospital the next day and keep taking care of people in the darkest moments of their life. If you don't have support, then no amount of pay is going to fix what you're going through. So here's the thing. I don't believe that there are very many communities where nurses can truly be honest, where nurses can truly be open about what they've gone through, what they're experiencing, and have people with them that can understand and empathize, but are also going to help them heal and move through it. Not just a space where a bunch of nurses are getting drinks together and kind of just trauma dumping on each other. Because that can be helpful to have a person that actually understands, yes, but it's not helpful to also carry their trauma too, to carry their heavy stuff too, and to mutually feel completely helpless. That's not actually helpful. I am certain that there are groups and individuals out there that are trying to create this space too, that are pushing for this, that are making groups and supportive networks for nurses. I know that they exist, but I struggle to find them. And I struggled to find them when I was actively working as a nurse. And when that happens, when I see a gap, when I see a need, I feel called to create the thing that I can't find. This was the same motivation behind this podcast that you're listening to right now. When I first started as a new nurse, I found some nursing podcasts that were about like skills and education, and those were really helpful, but I couldn't find any podcasts where nurses were just talking about life as a nurse and how to handle it all, how to balance your life in and outside of a hospital, how to take care of yourself while being a nurse, the mental health struggles that come with being a nurse, the fear, especially as a new nurse. I couldn't find that. And so I made it. And so now I want to do the exact same thing. So this is why we are creating the Nurse Coffee Chats. Now, I'm going to come up with a snappier name for these. It's just taken me a minute to figure out what I want them to sound like. But we're calling them Nurse Coffee Chats for now, because that's really the vibe. That's really what I want these to be, especially as we first start. So I mentioned this a couple episodes ago, but I'm going to drop a link in the show notes where you can just sign up to hear more about these coffee chats as they come up. I'm going to be offering these on a reoccurring basis completely for free. I just want to make a space where nurses can support each other. But as a coach, I can also be the person that guides the conversation and offers the coaching support that we need so that we aren't just trauma dumping on each other, so that we aren't just bringing each other down, so that we can vent and talk about what we're experiencing, but then also move through it so that we come out more strong and resilient on the other side. And I don't just intend for these to be a space where we talk about all the bad things and the sad things and the hard things. I want this to be a fun space, a space where you can connect with other nurses and build friendships, where we can connect about things that have nothing to do with nursing, so that you can get back to a place where you thoroughly understand that you are so much more than a nurse because you're surrounded by other nurses who are talking about every other aspect of their lives. Like, yes, we can talk about nursing, but I also want to talk about the fact that you love painting and rock climbing and finding the best coffee shop in your city or traveling. Like, I want to talk about those things too. I literally just want this to be a space where you just grab your favorite coffee, tea, hot beverage of choice and jump on a call as if you were meeting a friend at a coffee shop so that you could just chat about what's going on with your life. This is also a space where we could talk about different career opportunities if you're finding that nursing in the traditional sense is not for you, or maybe you're just struggling with your current job and you'll have a bunch of people helping you figure out which job might be best for you and maybe making a connection where you'll actually get the job that you're looking for. Like, I just want this to be an open space for nurses to come together, support each other, and be honest about what they're going through, the kind of support that they actually need, how they need help so that we can all help each other. Because I'm also an integrative health coach and personal trainer, we can always talk about those topics as well, because nurses are 100% struggling with self-care and figuring out how to fit nutrition and fitness and their own mental health into their routine as a busy nurse. And that's a conversation we can have in these chats as well. If there's are specific barriers that you're experiencing, we can connect you with each other so that you can help hold each other accountable. I can help hold you accountable. There's just so much opportunity in a space like this. And I want to create the community that is lacking in this profession right now. So as I said, there's a link in the show notes. All you got to do is just fill this out. And that just gets you on the list for the community itself. It doesn't sign you up for anything. Just in case you can't make it, that's totally fine. It just means that I know that you're interested in nurse coffee chats in the future. Our first coffee chat is either going to be on December 8th or December 15th. As people sign up, I'm going to start polling you. So if you sign up first, you're going to be the first one to be like, no, December 8th works for me, not December 15th. And your vote's going to really push when our first call actually is and what time it actually falls on. So either December 8th or December 15th are my thoughts for our first call. And then our second call, I want to do before the new year, maybe December 29th, and make it like a New Year's workshop where we can kind of reframe how we think about the new year ahead of the new year so that we move into that space from a place of positivity. And last thing, just because I'm so excited about this idea and just the ability to connect with you all a little bit more. I love podcasting, but it is a little bit of a disconnected platform at times. I'm just here sitting by myself talking into a microphone and you get to listen, but I want to hear from you and get to know you on the other side of this microphone. And so for the first people who sign up for our coffee chat, so the first coffee chat, whoever signs up for it, I am going to be opening up my calendar so that you can put on a 20-minute just you and I coffee chat so that I can just get to know you even better ahead of our first call. So whenever you have the space and time, you can just find a time on my calendar where we can sit down for 20 minutes over Zoom and just get to know each other. You can ask me your questions and I can ask you all the questions and treat it just like two friends going for coffee. So these calls are specifically for my nurses and my healthcare workers. So even if you're not a nurse, if you're an NP, a medical doctor, a respiratory therapist, a tech, a CNA, it doesn't matter. If you are working in healthcare, these calls are for you. We're going to figure out an even snappier name, but we're going to stick with Nurse Coffee Chats for now, even though I don't drink a lot of coffee, but it sounds better than Nurse Call. So we're going to call it Nurse Coffee Chat for this moment. But I want you to sign up and just give this as a gift to yourself. No expectations. There's no pressure. It's not going to be weird. It's just going to be a few of us hopping on a call, getting to know each other and making a space that is safe for you to be yourself and for you to be honest about the good and the bad of nursing and healthcare in general. So I can't wait to see you there. We need community as nurses, and we are just going to actively build that community. And it starts with you and I. All you need to do is follow the link in the show notes. The application itself is going to take you 2 minutes. It's literally like three questions, just your name, your email, what time works for you. And then you're on the list for any future calls as well. So even if you can't make the first one or the first couple, we're going to continue to have these free spaces where you can come on and ask questions. Even if it's just you and I on that call, that means that you just are essentially getting one-on-one coaching all to yourself for free. So I want you to be there because I think this is going to be the catalyst for change for so many of us. I love you. I am rooting for you. And I hope that you know that you are not alone in whatever you're going through, that you have a whole world of people around you who care about you and who want you here. And we just need to connect to each other so we all understand that we aren't alone. And that's our goal here in this community. And I'm just so glad that you're here. Thank you so much for listening in and committing to your growth in a world that is telling you to stay small. Seriously, it means the absolute world to me. If this episode hit home for you, it would be amazing if you could share it with your friends or fellow caregivers and tag me at Ashley O Show so that I can personally thank you. That way, we can build an army of nurses, healthcare workers, and caregivers who are changing the narrative around what is possible and healing the system from the ground up. I will see you next time. I love you, and I am always rooting for you.